Listen, what was the difference in the end? 26-15, 11.1.
Yeah.
Was it as comfortable as the sounds on the scoreboard for you down in the line?
Probably not. No, you're always looking for them kind of wee improvements throughout the game. Like, but look, we got off to a great start. Kicked a few nice scores, making a couple of nice two-pointers for us, and that gives that wee kind of gap at half-time. But I think Coos asked a few questions of us early on, first 10, 15 minutes, but then we kind of got ourselves back into shape again and seen it out.
Yeah. Do you feel that the break that you've had benefited you hugely coming into this game?
Yeah, look, you get a week off and you get the bodies right, and then you get to look at other teams. Like, and unfortunately, I suppose McCool's, they kind of lost Wee McCormick too here the last day with a hamstring, you know, and that's just playing that extra game, I suppose. So, just unfortunately, from their point of view, we kind of benefited from that.
Yep. You seem to find the space at the right time in this game, and particularly in the opening 7 minutes, because you had seven scores on the board at that stage, and it seemed to be, to us anyway, very early on that McCool's might get back into this, and that was sort of the foundation to the one.
Yeah, look, we played McCool's earlier in the year down in the bridge, and they got off to a big start against us. I think they were 11-0 up down in the bridge, like, and we've just kind of focused on that first 10-15 minutes, trying to get off to a quick start, not to let them get that kind of lead on us. So look, we're very pleased getting 7-0 up, and we kind of seen it out then.
But you're playing a lot better football now than what you did in the opening game, Daniel. You were very, very good there today. And as a unit, you've played exceptionally well.
Yeah, look, everybody was excellent, even the boys coming off. Like, and just even having, I suppose, Michael in about the middle of the field, he kind of orchestrates things for us in there, you know. And everyone kind of feeds off that and feeds off his energy. And look, everyone to a man was good today.
Yep. And you were able to bring guys to the bench as well. Experienced boys were able to come off, which adds. So it does. And you need guys like that as the championship goes on, and now that with the business end of things.
Yeah, look, we bring on Antoine there and Martin and even Packy O'Neill and Packy Spears. You know, they're all kind of nice, experienced players, you know. And we've kind of competition for places. Even myself to come back now, maybe hopefully the semi, and there's plenty of competition there. You know, even Paul Johnson come in late there for us, done really well for us.
So what's the story? How come you didn't line out today?
Just a wee bit of a cold, so wasn't feeling the best. So probably something out there.
But listen, you're the first team now under the hat of the semi final, and no doubt off the back of last year, you always try to improve on the previous year. Was that the first target that you just had, right? We need to, at the very least, get back into the last four of the senior championship here.
Look, we just took it kind of game by game, was kind of get to the prelim first, if we could, and then see where we ended up. And we're lucky enough to finish up in the top four. Look, we're at where we were last year now in the semi final, and just hopefully now we can keep playing another big performance like we did today and maybe try and get over the line.
Yeah, you get to watch the rest of the games now, so safely, in the knowledge that you're under the lat, you're under the hat. So
feet up now, and look to kind of view the other three games. So it's nice to be first in the hat. Yeah.